RTHK News.
On digital radio,
94.9 FM,
and on BBC Sounds.
This is London.
This is BBC Radio London.
Eddie Nesta's Drive Time.
And breathe.
CJME News Time is 12:54. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Martell, and it's time to go behind the headlines.
This is the Eddie Mair Show on LBC. Text 84850.
Hong Kong through the night on Radio 3.
Radio, it comes to me from all over the world. I've been tuning in radio stations from home and from afar on radio receivers forever. When radio stations started streaming their programming flow over the internet in the past couple of decades, my reach was extended. I could look for stations too far away to pick up over the air on a radio. That's what we've been hearing. Today, with various radio apps on my smartphone, I can listen to a radio station from almost anywhere on Earth. But I have to choose to find it. Today, How to Listen to Radio, Part 2. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 6. Episode 4 was all about tuning in, using a radio receiver to determine just what radio stations you can receive where you are and where those stations are sending their signal from. My listening there was on AM radio stations I can tune in at nighttime when stations near me have reduced their transmitting power. We heard samples from AM radio stations in New York, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, and several other North American cities. If you have not heard episode 4, I recommend listening after this. FM radio in Canada is dominated by music stations. We can sample some of those another time. This time, I'm sampling radio stations I pick up from other parts of the world, mostly by using an app. There are all kinds of apps designed for conveying radio. Many broadcasters have their own to try to keep users in their own walled garden. CBC in Canada and BBC in the UK have these. iHeartRadio is another, purveying member stations' content. Broader apps that aggregate station streams and give you access include MyTuner and TuneIn. I use TuneIn Pro. I like it because not only can I find a radio station almost anywhere in the world and listen, I can also record what I hear. Sometimes I use my laptop to find the online stream directly from radio station websites. So here we go. I wonder what they're saying in London today. I'll tap the Listen Live button on the website of LBC London, London's big conversation, talk radio.
This is the Eddie Mair Show on LBC. Text 84850.
As requested by LBC listeners in the run-up to the general election, we're talking about poverty in the UK. Peter Tutton, head of policy at the debt charity Step Change, is still with me. And it's been striking, Peter, the sort of debt spiral that people so easily get into.
I'm curious, too, about the actual news in London today. So I'll type in BBC Radio London.
Jo Swinson says she's absolutely certain she'd do a better job as Prime Minister than either Boris Johnson or Jeremy Corbyn. The Liberal Democrat leader has launched her party's election campaign today, saying it's a moment for seismic change.
I never thought that I would stand here and say that I'm a candidate to be Prime Minister. But when I look at Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn, I am absolutely certain I could do a better job than either of them.
I really can go anywhere in the world. A colleague from radio in Ghana was telling me at a conference in London a few years ago about the significance of radio in his country. I wonder what I might find in Ghana now. How about City FM 97.3 streaming from Accra?
Today's show is dedicated to you because we want to give you a sense of what's out there, what other parents are using to, you know, basically help make their parenting just a bit better. And these are the things we're going to be talking about, from educating your children to keeping them in line to making sure you are controlling, you know, social media usage, etc., etc. Well, we'll try to delve into a bit of all of that before this particular conversation is over. In the studio with me,
we know that people listen to radio for a variety of reasons. We can look at it from a perspective of uses and gratifications, I suppose. Some people listen to radio for comfort and companionship, to feel like they are not alone. Some listen to be entertained or to be informed. In times of trouble, people listen for information that will help them. When will the electricity come on again? Where can we go for shelter? Is there any place to get food? Is it safe to drink the water? Is the storm over? Are more earthquakes likely? I like to hear what local radio is doing for its listener in times of crisis. I think it's one of the most important roles radio can play. Listen to AM 1540 ZNS1 in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian in September of this year, 2019.
Prime Minister, the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis confirming that officials have now recorded 7 deaths in Abaco as a result of Category 5 Hurricane Dorian on Sunday. Now, the Prime Minister revealed that information during a press conference at the National Emergency Management Agency's headquarters last night. Here's Altavis Munnings.
Or here's something from Nationwide FM in Kingston, Jamaica, during hurricane season in 2018.
Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the majority of schools used for shelters over the last few days should be opened today. He says all schools will return to full operation no later than Monday.
Majority of shelters by 2 o'clock today.
But how to find these radio stations? How does one know where to look? I use different methods. Sometimes I go online on my computer and put in a search for radio stations in a particular country or city. This lets me see various lists of radio stations, and usually their logos and other information that describes what kind of program I'm likely to hear if I tap into that station. I can record it either directly into software on my computer, depends on your sound card and settings, I imagine, or I can send the audio output from my laptop into a mixer and record on another device. I prefer to use my TuneIn Pro app, as I was saying earlier. There, I can select the continent, country, city, format, that is, the type of radio station I am looking for, and once I have it running, I can record right in the app. I have to dub it out in real time to get the audio into this podcast or use it for a demonstration in class. Easily done. Headphone line out from the iPhone into my little Behringer mixer into the recording software. That's how I do it most of the time. TuneIn saves the recording, showing time, date, and how long it is, and the logo of the radio station I was listening to. In this episode, I'm using samples from some radio stations that broadcast on AM, some that are on FM. The bits I am using come mostly from stations that focus on news and information. In Canada, most radio stations that are on FM are music stations. I'll play with the dial and talk about how to listen to them in a future episode. For more on how to listen to radio, please listen to Season 3, Episode 4, How to Listen to Radio, Part 1. For more on understanding what's happening on radio you tune in, try Season 3, Episode 1, on the difference between news and talk. This is Cross Talk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.